If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you. Hello everybody, this is Brown Santa. I am here today to tell you a story that I recently read and I loved it so much. I thought of sharing it with you. So let's start with the story. Let's not waste time, you know. So in Japan, they say that there was this really fat samurai, and he was a very aggressive person, like very, very hostile person, and his ego was skyrocketing. But he was really good with his sword, you know, he was really good with fighting, and so that, I guess, made him a bit cocky, but that's not the point. So what he did is, so he went to an old Japanese guy, like a Zen master, you know. So a Zen master, if you don't know, is somebody who is very wise. He's kind of like a monk, a saint, a wise, wise monk. So he went to the Zen master and he said, if you are so wise, then tell me the difference between the concept of heaven and hell. Now, the monk could have explained it to him, but instead what he said was that you are nothing but a lout. L-O-U-T. Lout means a mannerless, aggressive man. Now, if I was that Zen, I wouldn't say that. A guy with a sword in his hand who is good with it and he is aggressive, I wouldn't say that to that guy. So he said, you are nothing more than a lout. I am not going to waste my time for the likes of you. Get the fuck out of here, you motherfucking fat pig bitch. I'm not sure if he said all of that, but that's what he meant, I'm sure. Now, this very aggressive samurai got pissed off, you know. If that Zen master would have said that to me, I would have been pissed off. So this samurai got pissed off and he pulled out his sword and he said, I would kill you for your impertinence, you motherfucking bitch, you wise ass, you this and that, and everything. Now, the monk replied, this is hell. Now, the samurai was calm all of a sudden. What he did was, he got startled at seeing the truth in what the master pointed out about the fury that had him in his grip. Like when the monk insulted him, the samurai got so agitated, the samurai got so hostile that he lost all his control and he was ready to rip the guts out of the Zen. And the Zen master pointed out that this mindset that you are in right now, which is not in your control, this is hell. And I guess the samurai was not stupid enough not to understand what the Zen was trying to say. So he calmed himself down. He put his sword back. And then he said, and he apologized. You know, he said, "I am sorry. Thank you for pointing it out, and thank you for the insight." And then the Zen master said, "This, my brother, my son, my friend, is heaven." And that blew the mind of the samurai altogether. And that blew my mind too. Like how he didn't try to explain him with some kind of story or anything, but the monk was smart enough and wise enough to show him two states of mind. One state of mind, the first state of mind, in which he got angry and he lost all of his control, and he pointed it out to the samurai that, "Brother, this is hell." And then when the samurai understood what the monk was trying to say, and he calmed himself down and he gained control over his thoughts and over his anger and over his thought process, the Zen pointed out that this is heaven. So technically, having an awareness of your own thought process, of your own emotions, is what heaven. So if you have that kind of awareness of your emotions, the emotional turmoils that we go through all the time, about which I even made a podcast before, so all that can be avoided. Now, there is one thing that we really get confused with, and I was too, that when you suppress your anger, it's not gonna be healthy. So the idea here is not to suppress anger or any other emotion, as a matter of fact, but the idea is to navigate them, to use them to your benefit. It's kind of like, what do you expect from an angry man driving a car? He's going to crash, right? So what if the car is your own self? And your mind is angry, is your angry mind is going to get you crashed somewhere or the other, if you are not calm enough to navigate your own emotions. And this is the whole idea of not falling trap into the emotional turmoils that we go through, about knowing your own emotions. It's kind of like watching yourself from above and then navigating through your emotions and not letting your emotions navigate your actions. Yeah, that's pretty much it what I wanted to talk about. This is something that I've been practicing myself. I'm not saying that I have mastered it. It takes time and practice. I myself, I'm like such a emotional mess that I am. It takes a lot of mental effort for me to take control of my emotions, especially my anger, and it's been better. It's been like, you know, in that moment of anger, those angry emotions feel the most validated emotions you have had ever. Anger gives self-validation to your emotions and anger makes you feel like this is the right approach to the situation that you are in, that your circumstances that you are going through, that anger is the correct response to the situation that you are in. But that is your emotion telling you that they are right. It's kind of like an angry child. Like an angry child feels like he is always right because he cannot see the bigger picture. He does not realize that he is being a victim of an emotional turmoil which he hasn't learned to navigate yet. So yeah, I mean, such attention of your own emotion, like it's gonna take you places, and it's also gonna take a lot of time to learn how to master your own emotional turmoils, your own emotional journeys. And that's it for today, and I hope everyone is doing great and everyone is growing. I hope everyone is growing every day, every minute. And take care, people. You know I love you. Bye.